This is KCUR 89.3. Americans will spend some $18 billion on Valentine's Day this year. That's a lot of jewelry and candy and teddy bears, mementos that don't seem so valuable when the relationship fizzles. KCUR's Peggy Lowe found that breaking up may be hard to do, but getting rid of all that stuff, not so much.
The little black dress was sleeveless with a sequined neckline and perfect. She was going to a family wedding with her boyfriend. It felt like they were taking the next step in their relationship, and she wanted to look just right.
I bought it for my boyfriend at the time's sister's wedding, and it was where I was getting to meet his parents for the first time. Little did I know that I was also meeting his future wife.
Yes, you heard that right. At the wedding, she met the woman her boyfriend is now engaged to. She didn't want me to broadcast her name, small town and all that. In fact, she just moved to Kansas City, hoping to shed her painful past. So that perfect little black dress, she wore it just that once and done. As she showed it to me, it was in a box in the backseat of her car, ready to be taken to Goodwill.
I just knew it had to go because I've let everything else go, that this was kind of the last piece. So.
Do you think it's going to feel good? Or?
Yeah, I think it's going to be liberating.
Forget about throwing your ex's stuff in their face, or that other classic, out on the front yard. For all of you broken-hearted souls on this year's Valentine's Day, there's another way.
Yes, this is the second annual Dump Your Ex's Stuff donation event that we're doing here within our stores.
That's Classy Elsine of Goodwill of Western Missouri and Eastern Kansas. Dump Your Ex's Stuff is the Goodwill's way of taking those leftovers of the lovelorn and turning it into local jobs and workforce training programs.
Because you think of stuff, people get attached to different things. It's just a great way that you can give back, but at the same time you're able to really release and have some space for the next relationship coming in, or maybe you just want space in your house. Mariah Carey has a new video called I Don't, and she's burning up the $250,000 wet wedding dress, and it's like, you don't have to burn it up.
Alcine's right. We may not all have expensive wedding gowns to throw on the bonfire, but what about something of value, something we may want to get rid of but may still be looking for some return? I went over to Alpha Pond, just north of downtown Kansas City, where I had a talk with manager Brian McCullough. He says he gets quite a few wedding and engagement rings.
I guess they come in out of spite, wanting to get rid of it, want to ask them if they want to get a loan on it or sell it to me. And they obviously want to sell it. They never want to see it again.
McAuliffe says he's had a couple rings that turned out to be worthless, which made an angry ex-girlfriend even angrier. Ouch. McAuliffe and I talked over a display case chock full of Cupid cast-offs, diamond rings, watches, and heart-shaped pendants.
Is this sort of the sea of broken hearts right here?
You could look at it that way. I like to look at it as second chances. The ring has a second chance for a new story.
So if you're not in it for the profit or worried that your keepsake might be worthless, you may just want to go the way of the Goodwill. Classy Alcine says they have 14 stores in Kansas City with folks standing by, not with candy, but with something equally sweet.
That is probably, I think, the sweetest revenge of all of this. You can give it to Goodwill, get a tax write-off, and everyone's happy.
Or as the Goodwill is saying on social media this week, don't hate, donate. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Peggy Lowe.